Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Stations. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. Glad to have you with us this evening. We're definitely working with the old technology tonight. Our regular system is a little on the fritz, so if my voice sounds a little more remote than usual, it's because our technology isn't quite cooperating, but that's okay. We're still here. We got a great crowd with us tonight, and we're glad that you are here with us at our local liberal resistance headquarters. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social, Ask the John Whitmer Show, and on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to have you with us. Want to let you know about another neat event that is coming up, the Sedgwick County Republican Party, and special guest Congressman Ron Estes are hosting a fundraising evening of fine bourbon and cigar tasting at the Candle Club coming up on Thursday, November 13th at 7. If you'd like more information on that, if you want to try a couple of good cigars and some bourbon, you can get more information on that at the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Limited tickets are available. They've got some sponsorship information available as well. You can get information on all of that at the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Tonight, we've got a great show planned for you. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will join us on location here in a few minutes for an in-depth discussion on the latest news and activity at City Hall. My friend Dion Leffler will be here. He's the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle, and he's going to try and explain why he says the Republican Party in Kansas and nationally has been cultivating racial animus for years. Yep, apparently we're all a bunch of racists. Oh, yeah, they'll die on. You're going to love it. Because vehicles and fuels are ever evolving, Phil Neer, owner and president of Jumpstart, will tell us about the future of biofuels. We'll talk with State Senator Renee Erickson about the possibility of a legislative special session, and we'll check in with any of our local November local election candidates who happen to stop by. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls and comments from our live studio audience. So we've got a great show planned for you this evening, and taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Before we get to any of that, though, I've got to ask, at what point do we stop pretending that the left plays by the same rules as the rest of us? Because every week, every single week, the hypocrisy from Democrats and their media allies gets more glaring, more shameless, and more insulting to the intelligence of everyday Americans. They tell us they're defenders of democracy, the guardians of decency, and the protectors of truth, while breaking every one of those same things with a smile on their face and an MSNB fake news TV camera cheering them on. And let's just start right here at home with the so-called No Kings protests, a parade of geriatric hippies and angry college kids marching under the banner of No Kings. They shouted about fascism, they screamed about MAGA, they called them Republicans Nazis. But here's the punchline. While they were chanting No Kings, their own party had crowned a queen. Because Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president, was never elected by her party's voters. Not one single primary vote, not one caucus, not one ballot box. They staged their own coup. They pushed Joe Biden off the stage, rewrote the rules, and handed the nomination to Kamala Harris in a backroom deal. So tell me again, who's undermining democracy and who's playing dictator? The No Kings crowd shouts about fascism while ignoring the coronation happening right in their own party. And the media? Silent. I don't recall Dion Leffler writing an op-ed on that. If Republicans tried that stunt, if the RNC just anointed a nominee without a single vote cast, every headline in America would scream coup, power grab, or authoritarianism. But because it was Kamala Harris, they called it historic. They called it unity. They called it breaking barriers. And speaking of double standards, let's talk about this recent story the media ran with. A few young Republicans sent some disgusting, inexcusable text messages. Things everyone condemned immediately. Nobody defended it. Nobody made excuses. Republican leaders acted swiftly, decisively, and publicly. But to the media, that wasn't enough. They painted the entire Republican Party, millions of hardworking Americans, as racists, extremists, and bigots, because that's the narrative they need to keep alive. Meanwhile, over on the left, you've got people like Jay Jones and Texas Democrat Yolanda Jones, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar spewing racially charged rhetoric that would have ended any Republican's career. But the coverage? Crickets. If a Republican sneezes the wrong way, it's a headline. If a Democrat says something truly hateful, it's taken out of context. We don't have a media. We have a propaganda arm with a press pass. And let's talk about January 6th, for example. One day of chaos in D.C., and it's wrong, and it was shameful, and they called it an insurrection, the darkest day in democracy, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. But when entire cities burned for weeks in 2020, when small businesses were destroyed and police were attacked and people were murdered, the media told us those were mostly peaceful protests. Again, double standards. When the left riots, it's righteous anger. When the right protests, it's domestic terrorism, not journalism. That's narrative control. Here's another one. Redistricting, gerrymandering. When Democrats carve up districts to guarantee their own wins, it's fair maps and protecting representation. When Republicans do it, it's a threat to democracy. It's the same process, but it's a double standard. It's hypocrisy. Or the last one, White House renovations. When FDR upgraded, it was visionary. When Truman remodeled, it was necessary. When Obama did it, it was inspiring. But when Donald Trump decides to do it, it's suddenly defacing history and building a palace. Apparently, when Democrats spend tax dollars on improvements, it's historic. When Trump spends it, It's ego. So here's my point here, folks. When liberals allow biological men to dominate women's sports and invade women's safe spaces, it's feminism. But when men do it, apparently that's okay. It's not equality. It's insanity. The pattern is simple. When Democrats do something, it's progress. When Republicans do the same things, it's fascism. So they don't care about the truth. They don't care about fairness or principle. They care about power. So the next time you hear a Democrat talking about protecting democracy, remember, they don't want to protect democracy. They want to own it. They want to be the ones who are allowed to define it. And that's why we fight back, not with violence, not with anger, but with courage, facts, and a spine made of steel. That's the difference between them and us. And that's why, in the end, truth will win as long as we keep speaking loud enough. We'll take a quick break, and then Phil Neer, owner and president of Jumpstart, will tell us about the future of biofuels. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. Thrilled to have you with us here this evening. Want to remind you about our other hosts this evening, our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They have these days of action. It's the third Saturday of every month. It's a great way to get engaged, to get out in the public, to make a difference. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city, of our county. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. It's a great way to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, my next guest, Phil Neer, is the owner and president of Jumpstart Convenience Store Chain. They have numerous locations in Kansas. He has worked in the gasoline business virtually his entire adult life. The business is a local family-owned company known for offering a variety of fuel options, including different grades of gasoline and ethanol brands. As a matter of fact, my wife loves Jumpstart. She will actually go out of her way to find a Jumpstart location because of the rewards. And we're pleased to have Phil with us this evening. Phil, thank you for joining us, my friend. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Phil, let me ask you, let's start here. I mean, a lot of my listeners may not be familiar with exactly, you know, what is Kansas ethanol? Why should people, I mean, gas is cheap. Why do we need to consider alternatives?
Well, this goes back many decades, but the world's been controlled for several decades by foreign crude. And when corn became a viable product to make a liquid fuel, it brought that back to the U.S. and not from the foreign fields. So we're very excited what the farmers are doing here in Kansas to be able to produce a product. The ethanol plants here in Kansas are refining corn. They're doing two things with it. They're making ethanol with about a third of the kernel, and they're making distiller's grain to feed cattle. So they're using the corn in a very positive way. They're not using up more land to make more for fuel, but they're using the part of the kernel that is good for fuel and the part of the kernel that's good for feeding. So it's a great product. Obviously, the corn is grown. The sunshine comes from our good Lord, and he makes that product for us, and then we're able to turn it into a liquid fuel. We can blend those biofuels in with gasolines that are refined here in Kansas. There's three gasoline refineries in Kansas, and there's 13 ethanol facilities that make biofuel here in Kansas. So a unique thing about biofuels is Kansas is the only state in the U.S. that could be energy independent if you fenced off the state with the biofuels blended that we can use here and the gasoline refined here in Kansas. We can be energy independent. And we're the only state in the United States that can say that.
You know, it's what makes your story so unique. And I saw a YouTube video actually that you did recently, and it was one of the things that you said on there, and it really kind of resonated was that you said that selling ethanol, and correct me if I misquote you, but you said that selling ethanol is a moral obligation and that you feel like you're doing the Lord's work. And I thought that was a very interesting way of putting it.
Well, we feel very strong about that at Jumpstart. Our company is faith-based. We focus highly on the opportunities that we're given to use these products. And I feel like that actually came from a movie documentary was made about 10 years ago. It was a movie called Pump the Movie. And in that documentary, we talked about how much our country's been affected by the foreign crude oil that we've purchased over the last 40 years. I often tell people when I talk about the energy business, I ask them, have you ever seen a picture of Dubai? And they say, yes. I say, well, that's the wealth of the Midwest of the United States. We've stripped the communities. We've stripped the industry, all buying fuel, buying oil, that is, from the Middle East. So I feel like a real obligation to our state and to our country to do whatever we can to make sure that we keep our funds here in the country. One of the things that really happens with the corn here in Kansas, when we're using it for biofuels, we are driving up the corn value and helping the farmers. What most people don't understand is when the farmer prospers in Kansas, the economy is driven, and when the economy is driven, you know, it really takes off. So all this kind of a full circle. Taking away from crude, using biofuels, building the case that we are doing what's best for our country, our state, and our community.
We're talking with Phil Neer, who's the CEO of Jumpstart here in Wichita. You guys have close to 40 locations. Now, I know you're growing. For example, our family has been doing business with folks at Beard's. And I know you've just acquired that location. And as I said earlier, my wife goes out of her way. She loves your Jumpstart locations. Many analysts say there's tremendous growth potential in biofuels. And I'm sure there's, you know, lots of potential there. What needs to happen to move the needle to create more flex fuel vehicles or create more stations in Kansas?
Well, I think what will happen in time is we're creating an opportunity for consumers with our super premium products, giving our consumers choice at our stores. We have unleaded gasoline, we have a mid-grade gasoline, we have a super premium, and we have flex fuel. So we're giving consumers choice where most of our competitors do not do that. But I do think in the bigger picture, as more consumers move to the products that we sell, our competitors will follow us. And that's my hope, that we'll continue to drive biofuels up, we'll continue to save our consumers' money, and we'll continue to be prosperous here in Kansas.
Well, like I said, I know my wife goes out of her way, and if folks are interested, I know she also just loves the rewards programs as well. If folks are interested, if they want more information, if they want to sign up, they can get more information at jumpstartstores.com, correct?
That's correct. And our rewards program, you can go to the Apple store and download Jumpstart Rewards and become a rewards member and start saving money every day.
Phil, I know we've got some ideas. I'm hoping the first time I actually was exposed to your stores was the rollback that you guys did when you partnered with AFP. And I know we're looking at doing something like that. Hopefully we can work something like that out again in the future. But thank you again, my friend. I wish you all the best and continued success for you and for your company.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break, and then Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will join us here on location for a discussion about the latest news and activity here at City Hall. You're listening to the show Broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Jumpstart at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Jumpstart on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And, of course, you can always make sure to listen to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook or through social pages. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, with us now is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. It's always a pleasure. We often get her on Mondays with the mayor, but I get to preempt them. I now get her on Sundays with the mayor, and we're pleased to have you with us, Mayor Wu. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening.
Thank you, John, and thank you to your listeners for tuning in this Sunday.
Well, and we're getting a double dip because I know you'll be on with Steve and Ted tomorrow. So, but I get to steal a little of their thunder tonight. So, thank you for spending your Sunday evening with us.
Of course, Mondays with the Mayor starts bright and early at 7:30. So, I hope that folks are going to tune in as well with Steve and Ted, and then I have my media round. So, I really appreciate doing Mayor Mondays. Really trying to help the community get informed and also know what's going on around the city of Wichita. And I'm just proud to represent the city.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you had a very long city council meeting this week. The city council rejected Mike Hoheisel and Maggie Ballard's attempt to impose Mamdani-style socialist rent control and limit property rights in Wichita. You voted against the proposal. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, Tuesday, as you just mentioned, was a 10-hour-long council meeting It started at 9 a.m. ended at 7
for that, by the way.
No, we don't. This was our second longest meeting. Last year, we had another 10-hour long meeting, and that one was back in August. But this past Tuesday, the big topic was definitely about property management and property code. And so one of the things that has happened is there have been topics that have been discussed prior to me being mayor. And as you know, right now we're in the middle of an election. And so this was just something that really came out of the blue. It came out of the blue because it didn't get enough feedback. And I had been always asking, have you talked to landlords? Have you talked to property management individuals? Have you talked to tenants? And I've always been very adamant that we need public engagement and a lot of it. And so this past Tuesday, it was so long because a lot of landlords weren't even aware that this was happening until the agenda was revealed on Thursday of the previous week. And that is customary. The agenda comes out every Thursday, so people always know what's going to happen on Tuesday. However, a lot of landlords started emailing us, calling us, really concerned because they were not aware of two additional measures in addition to the International Property Management Code. The two additional measures were a registry for landlords that have properties here in Wichita that have committed maybe one or two violations. And then the other one was really taking away the rights for property owners to, again, not accept Section 8 housing vouchers if that's not whom they want to provide housing to. And again, we had individuals at that council meeting on Tuesday who do accept, who have chosen to accept Section 8 housing vouchers. However, they also said you should not force landlords to do it. And I completely agree. Therefore, those two measures did not pass.
Well, and, you know, I think we all support efforts to improve neighborhoods and to help, you know, we want people, obviously we want tenants to have equitable housing. We want people to live in good conditions. We don't want black mold and things like that. But at the same time, these ordinances introduced sweeping changes. And I think the unintended consequences here were multiple. And you saw that with the speakers. They overwhelmingly opposed the measure. And I think that's what you saw. I watched a lot of this hearing as I, you know, from our office. And it just seemed like it was just tons and tons of negative feedback from folks. And I was glad to see that the majority of the city council voted down those changes.
You know, what I really got away from the more than 30 plus individuals who spoke during public comments, these were landlords, property managers, tenants as well. I think they all agree that there are some bad apple landlords in our community, and they need to be held accountable. However, that's not the majority of landlords. A majority of our landlords are good landlords, providing an opportunity for people to have housing. But again, these sweeping changes had unintended consequences. And as you mentioned, the council again voted against the registry. They also voted against forcing individuals to take Section 8 housing. However, there was one thing that we did do, and that is we're now going to bring about a task force of landlords, property managers, and tenants to go over the International Property Management Code, because there are some good pieces out of that code that we already are doing here in the city of Wichita. However, this would codify it into this international code. And so we want to hear from those landlords again. And so this task force is going to be set up. As a matter of fact, in the next couple of days, we will provide names of individuals that we would like to see in this task force. So this is a call to action to anyone who's listening. If you think that you would want to be part of this task force, you have some experience and valuable insight that would help with this new international code, contact me, send me an email, or contact your council member. And I would love to have this task force really delve deep into this. And again, that's what got passed. in the next 60 days, it's going to come back to the council, but it's only the code. So not the registry, and again, not the forcing people to take Section 8 housing vouchers.
We're talking with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. I noticed just this last week you attended another, this is your third tri-governmental town hall. What were the major takeaways? That was where obviously the city of Wichita, the county commission, and the Wichita School Board had a meeting. It seemed like it was productive. What was the major takeaways?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, this is something that I initiated when I had my State of the City address on March 16th. I talked about in the next couple of months, we're going to have our very first tri-government meeting. That is a first for our city to have the three elected leaders from the city, the county, and USD 259 come together to hear the community and see what are some areas where we can have shared services, more collaboration, and really listen to our community about being an efficient three separate governments. And so we had our first tri-government meeting in June. We then had another one in July. That one included more of our council, commission, and the school board. And then this past week was our third opportunity. And the big things that I got away from all of that is that community wants us to communicate more. They want us to collaborate more. And they want to see government systems that are more transparent. And so that is the big takeaways from that meeting. I'm going to also couple that with something else. I actually just got back from Fort Worth, Texas. I was chosen as one of 15 mayors from around the country to participate in this fellowship called the Hunt Mayors Leadership Fellowship. And what we focused on was about education. And many of the mayors in that room, again, that is not one area that city government has privy over. However, collaboration and communication amongst the city, county, and USC 259 really does help. And so in that fellowship, what we did was we talked about the importance of being a leader when it comes to helping people understand that we need to think about pre-K education and then post-K through 12 education. And I'm so glad that WSU Tech here in our community provides those technical degrees that allow people to get a job that's well-paying and needed in our community, right here in our community. And as a proud product of Wichita Public Schools, I'm just grateful that we have three elected individuals who are all proud products of USD 259, Commissioner Beatty, School Board President Diane Albert, and myself, all graduated from USD 259. So we want it to be good for the next generation. And so, again, I'm grateful that we're continuing these tri-government meetings.
Well, our daughter also graduated from USC 259, so she would be a fellow alum as well, so she would be in that grouping as well. Lily, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you. If folks are interested, I know that you're always out there in the community. They can also catch you tomorrow, every Monday, on Mondays with the mayor. But if they want to reach out, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, thank you, John. I always love hearing from our community, so please contact me or any of the council members at wichita.gov/citycouncil, and I know that all of us want to communicate with you. There are two things on the horizon that I want your listeners to remember. We are underway with the next city manager search. So be on the lookout, because I will be asking this community to provide feedback regarding the city manager, the next one that will take that position. And then more recently, in the next week, I hope that many of your listeners will get out to vote. Don't just vote during a presidential election. Please head out to the polls during these local elections, because that matters. Your council is made up of people that you elected. So therefore, I need you to get out to vote.
Amen to that. In particular, we need folks on the not only the city council, but the school board races as well. So completely agree. And in particular, we need to get you another conservative member to help you. So Lily, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us. I'm sure we'll have you on the show again soon.
Thank you, John. Have a great night.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, of course, and we'll wander over to the microphone here at AFP's headquarters. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. To the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here at Union Station. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. Thrilled to be with you this evening. I think we may be actually close to having our technical issues taken care of. In the meantime, Terry, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, John. Enjoy your program. Just a quick question. As far as the, I don't know whether you covered this before. I missed it if you did, but regarding the Mays School Board District, I had a question. Melanie Smarsh, Carrie Fellows. I was just curious if you had talked with them or felt a certain point, conservative, liberal, with either one of those individuals by name, if that rings a bell.
Well, I haven't had them on, but here's what I can tell you. If you go to the Sedgwick County Republican Party's website, they have actually put out a voter guide. So if you go to their website, you can get actually, and their website is Sedgwick.gop. They have put out a list of Sedgwick.gop. You can actually find a list of all of the, it wouldn't necessarily call them endorsed, but recommended candidates. In the Mays race in particular, when what they're pointing out there is they point out the Republican candidates. Now, these are technically nonpartisan races. Nobody buys that anymore. These are not nonpartisan. But in Mays, Carrie Fellows is an incumbent. John Harrison is an incumbent, and Melody Smarsh are the ones that, from what I understand, are probably the ones that I've seen the most recommendations on. So that's where I mean, from what I've seen, those are the candidates that, you know, I say, at least that's the ones that I've seen. They're solid conservatives from what I've seen. But yeah, I would recommend taking a look at that Sedgwick.gop. From what I've seen. Carrie, John, and Melanie are the ones that you could reliably vote for. But you know what you can always do? Call them and ask them. You know, these candidates, there's nothing wrong with calling them and saying, hey, what's your thoughts? If it's a school board candidate, what's your thoughts on school choice? What's your thoughts on biological males playing in girls' sports? You know, that kind of stuff. And if they give you the wrong answers, well, then you know. Yeah, here's another one. If they're endorsed by the KNEA, don't vote for them. Because that should tell you enough right there.
I understand. What was John's last name? Harrison?
John Harrison and Melanie Smarsh. That's what I'm seeing just from looking at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's social media. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. As far as you know, do you generally vote for four or just hard to say?
It depends on the district, certainly those three. If there's three, then I would lean into those three. But from what I'm seeing, and again, if you go to Sedgwick.gop, that would be, and you can find at the same on that website, you can also find, like I said, the Sedgwick County Republican Party has put out countywide. So if you want Derby candidates or Goddard or, you know, any of the other countywide, they've got a list of what they're suggesting are the candidates that they, for lack of a better term, would recommend based on their party affiliation, because there are a number of these candidates that, you know, will run and imply that they're Republicans, but they're not. And so the county party has just said, well, here are the Republicans who are on your ballot. You don't have to vote for them, obviously, but, you know, if you're a Republican and you only want to vote for Republicans, well, here are the listed Republicans. Does that make sense?
It makes excellent sense. I was just going to ask you, as far as you know, even next Sunday, will you be on or is that football night?
No, the next Sunday we actually are preempted by the Chiefs game. So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to give tonight an opportunity, because next Sunday night we, in fact, thank you for asking, because this would give me an opportunity to let listeners know that, no, next Sunday evening we get another Chiefs game. So I will be, I couldn't tell you who they're playing, but I do know that next Sunday night I'm preempted again by the Chiefs, which is, you know, great for KNSS because we are the home of the Chiefs. It's bad for the John Whitmer Show because, you know, I get bumped.
Just encourage everybody to get out.
Year, and you may hear a little more of me on the air, but, you know, we'll see. So.
Just encourage everybody to get out and vote so they can have a say.
That's absolutely. And in Wichita, we've got to get out and vote. You've got to get out and vote for Genevieve Howerton. If you live in district in district 3 or 6, you've got to get out for Brett Anderson. And then those in the Wichita school district, there are 4 candidates. All 4 of the, you know, those candidates, we have to get out for Brent and for Kathy Bond and Hazel Stabler and Diane Albert. I mean, if we don't, the Wichita School Board, the first thing they'll do is put up another massive bond, despite the fact that, you know, they've had declining enrollment. And it just, what we don't need is another massive tax increase to justify more spending for a district that's had declining enrollment. And that'll be the first thing that'll come up if we don't win these elections. And it's the same thing at the city council. If we want the mayor to be able to lead in a conservative direction, we need to get her some more votes. And you've got 2 opportunities coming up now, because they're already doing advanced voting. And, you know, going through the 4th, this is the opportunity to do it. If you have an opportunity to vote, and it's the same thing in these rural communities and the suburbs, if you've got local candidates, now is the time to get out and vote. Advanced vote, do it now and get her done.
Yep. Just stand for what you believe, and you better do it now.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Terry. And I appreciate the call, my friend, and appreciate you listening. Don't forget the speaking of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, they've got a very neat event coming up. The Sedgwick County GOP and their special guest, Congressman Ron Estes, are hosting a fundraising evening of fine bourbon and cigar tasting at the Candle Club on Thursday, November 13th. Right, barely a week after the election or so, they'll have it's at 7 p.m. at the Candle Club. It's a fundraiser for the Sedgwick County Republican Party. That event is coming up on the 13th. They've got some auction items, some great cigar and bourbon. There's information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, also at that same website, sedgwick.gop, if you want more information. It is limited in the capacity, so check it out. Meanwhile, coming up, Dion Leffler from the Wichita Eagle will be back right after this.
Oh, Dion, it's your theme song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. Special thanks as well to Jad Chambers from KNSS for swinging by and fixing our Comrex system here. Thrilled to be with you. Thrilled to have our technical issue fixed. We won't go into the details of what that was. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS, or by listening to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And we're thrilled to have you with us this evening, by the way. And we've got a great crowd here tonight, including my friend Dion Leffler from the Wichita Eagle. Dion, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you with us, my friend.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So let's start with your recent op-ed.
Can we start with something else first?
Well, okay, sure.
I want to talk about the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Yes.
They don't play till tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but you were talking about how you're going to be preempted and you didn't know who they were going
next
to play.
Next week, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be Buffalo.
They play Buffalo, okay.
But just seeing that you're wearing your
my Broncos jacket.
Your Broncos
head, yes.
Shirt. Your
great
Broncos
game.
Hat. Your Broncos
yes.
jacket. I wanted to congratulate you
Thank
on
you,
your
yes.
team's big win over the Cowboys today.
Yes, I think everybody was grateful for that except Cowboys fans.
Dressing up like that, you know, it's a bold move, Cotton. But
it's not a bold move. Not where
here in Chiefs Kingdom it is.
Yeah, well, I think the audience, most audience members know that my mother was the secretary for the head coach at Stanford University, Jim Fossil, when John Elway came in as a freshman. So
I saw him play as a high schooler.
Okay, well, I actually played. I went to football camp at Stanford.
Oh, okay.
And John was a freshman.
Oh, okay.
So I played with John Elway.
Wow.
As a kid.
Yeah.
And so during football camps. So yeah, he lifelong friends. I could be a Colts fan if he hadn't if he'd agreed to be drafted by the Colts.
Okay.
Instead, I'm a Broncos fan. So
all right.
Yes, we had a great night tonight, and hopefully the Chiefs will have a good night tomorrow night. And then in 2 weeks, well, I will pretend like we just won't discuss what happens in 2 weeks. But
okay,
because otherwise I'll upset half my audience. So
okay. So anyway,
now,
sorry about that aside.
No, that's fine. So let's get to your recent op-ed, and for those who haven't read it, in the wake of the Young Republicans text messaging debacle, you wrote that the campus GOP has a racism problem beyond the political text scandal. You went on to write that, quote, the Republican Party in Kansas and nationally has been, and I'm going to use your words here, cultivating racial animus for years. And I'm just curious if you actually believe that Republicans in Kansas and nationally essentially are racists.
Well, let's set some terms here. First of all, I am not saying that every Republican is racist. I am a Republican, and I don't consider myself to be one. But the leadership of the party is causing me great concern right now. When we had the tech scandal where one of the young Republican leaders in the state was repeatedly using the N-word.
This is the recent young Republican one.
Yeah. And another one was posting smiley faces on stuff about,
right.
You know, on I think it was I Love Hitler.
Right. That's what
know.
He said.
And but it's like, you know. So.
But they immediately were condemned. The one kid who worked for Attorney General Kobach was fired immediately. The minute it came out, they were fired.
Well, see, that's the interesting part to me is that the chairwoman of the Republican Party.
Who's black. State, who's African American.
The chairwoman of the Republican Party in this state. Had, you know, the Republican Party official website, the official Facebook page, they had not 2 weeks before posted what I thought was a very stereotypical, insulting, and frankly racist series of images, including Laura Kelly, Governor Laura Kelly, dressed up as some kind of mariachi.
Oh, the sombrero stuff,
and,
like the Hakeem Jeffries stuff,
and the head of DCF was pictured as morphing into a Mexican lucha libre wrestler.
Right. I saw those. I mean, but you know, as my grandmother used to say, "Don't take offense where offense isn't meant." I think those were meant in jest. I think there's a difference between mocking Hakeem Jeffries because they're trying to push this idea of shutting down the government in exchange for illegal, you know, health care for illegals versus saying that all Republicans are racist because of the comments of a few bad apples.
Well, this wasn't, first of all, this was the official Republican Party's Facebook
page. But again, you're apples and oranges here.
And second, the underlying subject of that was not the government shutdown. It was whether to provide the personal details, very personal details
of the SNAP program. Right.
SNAP recipients in Kansas.
But
and if you read,
isn't the reason behind that because the SNAP benefits could be going to illegals?
Well,
so it is
you,
the same underlying concept. It's
well, if
Laura
you,
Kelly's basically trying to protect giving benefits to illegals.
Well, no, she's not. What she's trying to do is protect the privacy of Kansans.
That's what she says.
But
in reality, if we don't know if she's protecting benefits from going to illegals because she won't release the data. And what's funny is if you receive state benefits, Laura Kelly requires you to share that data. But if she gets federal money, she won't comply with federal. So, it's a double standard.
Well, did you read the fine print on that data request? I did. And it says that they could share that data with any agency.
Well, it's a federal agency. They should be able to share it.
Domestic or foreign. And
well, they could. Doesn't mean they're going to.
You know, I don't remember Republican conservatism being about sharing the vital personal data of American citizens with people. With foreign governments.
Just in response to that, we don't know that they're citizens because she won't give us the data. So it could be Republican or Kansas citizens. It could be illegals.
But I think we can pretty much assume that most of the people on SNAP.
Well, you know what happens when you assume. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
We're talking again about double standards. The issue here, you know, again, and I asked you about this when we were on Kansas Week. You wrote the article criticizing, but you've yet to really address the Jay Jones, Virginia AG candidate situation. You have a Texas Democrat, Yolanda Jones, who recently on Fox News said, if you hit me in my face, I'm not going to punch you back in your face. I'm going to go across your neck and make a cut your throat gesture. You know, cut her throat gesture. This is a House rep in Texas. You've got... You know, I mean, this is there. I've yet to hear Democrats criticizing that. She made a throat cutting gesture.
Well, you know, I am not going to defend every. I mean, we're just going down the.
Well, you're expecting Republicans
going down the whataboutism hole.
Well, of course, because you're saying that Republicans are racist.
Do we really need to go down this rabbit hole? I don't agree with what that guy said. I don't agree with what that woman said.
But you're saying that Denedry's a racist. The Republican leaders are racist because of. So, yeah, we can do whataboutism because you're saying that Republicans are racist because of these kids. Well, then can't I say that Democrats are racist because Jay Jones or this Texas Yolanda Jones? I mean, isn't it the same thing? Whataboutism goes both ways.
What was the racial element of what Jay Jones said?
Or violent. Can't I say that they're violent? If you want to go racism, how about Sharice Davids?
Okay.
Sharice Davids refused to condemn and denounce all instances of anti-Semitism in the United States. She voted against censuring Rashida Tlaib for her anti-Semitic remarks. She voted against the Israeli Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, which would have provided $14 billion for Israel. So she's an anti-Semite. So does that mean that all Democrats are anti-Semites?
I don't know if she's an anti-Semite or not.
Well, she certainly seems to hate Israel.
You know, I mean.
But see, my point is, for you to paint a broad brush and say all Republicans are racists because of the actions of two kids.
So you're saying that the measure of anti-Semitism to you is if you don't show unquestioning support for the current government of the state of Israel?
No, what I'm saying is don't paint a broad brush and say all Republicans are racist because of two kids.
You know,
and much like you can't say that because Sharice Davids did this, all Democrats are one way. You see my point?
But there are many Jewish people who do not support what happened.
Exactly. And there are many Republicans who don't think the way these two kids did.
Yeah, but...
Thank you.
You know,
and I don't think you're a Republican.
I didn't say they did.
You kind of did.
No, I think I am. I've been a Republican a lot longer than you have, John.
Well,
I don't really need you to tell me how to be one.
Yeah, well, actually, I think you might need a little help on being a Republican. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dion Leffler, opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. This is good music. I like this one. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. You're hitting the music out of the park tonight, Phil. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, our friends at AFP are our hosts this evening, host their Days of Action. It's usually the third Saturday of the month. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference. We've been very active this month because, obviously, with the election coming up, but every third Saturday they do their Days of Action. They're outdoor knocking. If you're interested, if you want to get involved to make a difference and make your voice heard, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, while you're online, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. With us still is Dion Leffler, opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle. Dion, on our recent appearance on Kansas Week on KPTS Channel 8, we had the occasion to disagree, a big surprise, on the possibility of the Kansas legislative special session on redistricting. Care to share with our audience your thoughts on redistricting?
Well, I think we're headed down a very dangerous path there. This is pretty much unprecedented for, well, pretty much everybody. As you know, it started with Texas because President Trump wanted them to find him more congressional seats and try to hold on to Congress. I think, when we're talking about, like midterm redistricting, I mean, we're going to redistrict after every election now. You know, it just is, it's a bad practice, I think. The way it works now is, you do it once a decade when you get new census figures, and then the next set census figures come out, and you do it again. And this state is already, frankly, fairly gerrymandered. So, just to try to get rid of Sharice Davids does not seem to me to be justification for, doing a whole nother redistricting when in the last redistricting, they did it, they tried to take her out.
Well, they just didn't do a good enough job. But would it surprise you to hear that the first Kansan to call for mid-decade redistricting was none other than Governor Laura Kelly?
Why is that?
So back in August, according to ABC News, Governor Kelly in a room full of Democrat governors, she is the chair of the Democrat Governors Association, she told the meeting of Democrat governors, quote, that we needed to draw new congressional maps that favored Democrats, comma, unquote, new quote, I don't think we have any other choice.
Well, if she in fact said that, I would disagree with her just as much as I disagree with the legislature doing it for the other side.
So, but if it's okay for them to do it in California and the blue states, then why can't we do it in red states?
Well, California is responding. California was.
They were going to do it anyway.
No, they were. California was a response.
And
to
they've
Texas
been doing it for decades. I mean, if you look at it, decades of Democrats have been gerrymandering blue states, and we're finally just meeting it with red states. I mean, if you look at it, Democrat-led states like Illinois, Maryland, and others have drawn their congressional districts to deeply favor the left. Massachusetts fixed all 9. Connecticut fixed all 5 of their districts for Democrats. So isn't this really just Republicans finally saying, look, y'all set the rules, we're just playing by it?
Well, you're talking about states where there aren't enough Republicans to win a district anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, literally, the Dems have been doing this for years, and we're finally just
We're
saying,
talking about states where there's like 13%, 20% Republican.
What does it matter? If there's no representation for
So
you're saying,
how do you draw a district in a state where there's?
So you're saying that because there aren't enough Republicans, they don't deserve representation. Okay, I see where you're going with that.
I'm saying that it'd be
so Republicans
it'd be darn
don't deserve some of these to states. Be represented there.
I'm saying it'd be very difficult in some of these states.
Okay,
to draw
how about some states where like 38%? 38% because in Virginia or Vermont, there's 38% registered Republican, yet they don't have any representation.
Well, they only have one representative, right?
I think they have 2, but I mean, if you look at it, there is no, according to the DGA, Democratic Governors Association, this is their website, quote, there is no off-season in redistricting. They actually have an entire website and a committee and a fundraising committee that's led by Eric Holder, focused on off-season redistricting, and they've had it for 10 years. They've been doing this for a decade. Republicans are just finally saying, wait, hey, hold on here. We're tired of y'all rigging the game. We're just playing by your rules.
Oh, you've been doing it in Kansas ever since I got here. So
we've been doing off-district redistricting?
No, you've been gerrymandering ever since I got here.
Well, that's because this is the game. We're just finally playing.
But the thing is, I mean, I'm from California. And
California, so am I. I was born and raised in California.
Then that California has a bipartisan redistricting commission.
Yeah. Who sets that bipartisan commission? Because, by the way, most California Republicans are like you. They're not real Republicans. So, I mean, when you talk about a real Republican, the last real Republican that came out of California was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I voted for him.
It's probably the last time you voted for a Republican.
No, it's not. I voted for John McCain, too.
Again, because real Republicans.
Because I felt that he was a... No, I think John McCain was a hero of this republic, and
he was a war hero, but he wasn't much of a Republican.
I was proud to vote for him.
I voted for him. I had to hold my nose to do it, but I did it.
He was better. That's probably the difference between you and me.
He was better than the Democrat.
You know, I was proud to vote for him.
I was willing to do it because he was better than the Democrat.
Republicanism hasn't always been what it is today.
Conservative.
Poop videos.
Oh, you're referring to the tweet. This gets back to you mentioned me in your recent op-ed. It's the sense of humor. It seems like so many on the left have lost their sense of humor.
Well,
it's like I'm sure you've got an opinion on the new ballroom that the president's building. It's like, you know, when there's a lovely audio that I saw recently where CNN was heralding Barack Obama's renovations to the White House. And they were just saying how great it is, and they're championing it, how wonderful it is. He spent $300 million of taxpayer money on the new basketball court and the changes that he was making to the Esplanade and the other things at the White House. And if you look at what Donald Trump's doing to the White House, it's entirely paid for with private money, and you'd think he was tearing the place down and painting it pink.
Okay, let's back it up here for a second. First of all, the renovation of the White House that took place during the Obama administration was actually approved during the Bush administration.
But it's paid for by taxpayer dollars.
Second, the basketball court. Let's talk about the basketball court for a second.
Right.
What he did was he took some tape, basically, and put basketball lines on a pre-existing tennis court
cost $300 million.
It didn't cost $300 million.
That was the price tag, actually.
It cost less than $5,000.
It was $300 million was the total cost of his renovations, $300 million.
They weren't his renovations.
They occurred under his term.
They occurred during his term, and they were approved by
$300 million.
They were started during the Bush administration.
It was still $300 million.
It was $300 million.
During his term.
But
Trump's going to spend $300 million of private money.
Yeah. And
Everybody seems to think he's blowing the place up and turning it into a Best Western.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I mean.
Or Trump Tower, which, by the way, would be a great idea. But, you know.
Well, you know, I mean. You know,
it'd be profitable, at least.
You know, do we need a ballroom that's bigger than the White House? I'm not sure.
What's wrong with it?
You know, I guess.
It's like when people say, do you need an AK-47? Oh, I don't know, maybe. Do you need an AR-14? I don't know. 15, 16. Democrats can't seem to tell what it is. So.
Well, I mean, I know what it is.
I do, too. I've shot one.
Yeah.
So most Democrats don't, but, you know, hey. Yeah. I don't own one, but.
I think Democrats shoot more than you think.
Mouths
but,
off. I still love you.
Yeah, well.
We need to do another one of these.
Anytime you want to go out and shoot some targets for money, I'm up for it.
Oh, you'll probably win. Dion, I love you. If folks want to read your articles, if they want to look at some of the pieces that you've written in the past, what's the best way for them to find you online?
Kansas.com. Real simple.
You are a trooper willing to come into hostile territory. It's not that hostile.
See, I don't consider this hostile territory. I think all the people here are reasonable people.
We think so, even though you know, apparently think we're all a bunch of racists. So.
I think you pick some bad leaders.
We don't think so. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll take some calls or have conversations with folks here in the room with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station's. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS, or by listening to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Before we get started here, we've got a copy of Eric Trump's newest book. We wanted to give it away. I was going to give it away last week when we had Eric Trump on the show, but then we decided since we were going to be here with our live studio audience, we would give it away tonight. And I've got one of our candidates for local office with us, Brett Anderson, who is drawing. And I was told you can't look, so you have to.
I'm not looking.
Okay, you got your eyes closed. So we're going to give away a copy of Eric Trump's new book. Say, have you drawn a name? By the way, Brett is running for office, so we'll interview him here in a second. Who is our? Here we go. Who we got? Ha! Oh, now this is rigged. This is rigged.
Who was it?
Jason Morosky.
Yay!
Your fellow conspirator, Jason. You've just won a copy of Eric Trump's new book. So, it is no. If I have a signed one, which I am trying to get my hands on, we will be auctioning it off at the cigar and bourbon dinner. But no, it is not signed. But it is a very good book. If you haven't read it yet, it's an excellent book. It is Eric Trump's new book, Under Siege. By the way, if you want to hear that interview that we did with Eric, he was on the show last week. He gave us like 20 minutes. It's a great interview. You can find a link to that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. With us now is Brett Anderson, who's running for Wichita City Council. How is the campaign going? I know I've seen your the yard signs are out. I know you guys have been door knocking. I know that Genevieve was out today. She's not feeling well. She was going to be with us tonight. Her husband's here this evening. But how's the campaign going?
Going great. We've been hustling for the last month, and went today again. We'll go again tomorrow, and we're almost finished.
We've got
9 days left.
I saw Dion. Since you're here, since you're still here, I saw there was a little an article that came out recently about some mailers that came out. They did not come from your campaign, though.
They did not.
Out of state group,
no, sir.
Or somebody,
yeah,
that was mailing into your district. Obviously, you must be making an impact if other interested parties are mailing into that.
Well,
race.
I hope so. Saying the right things.
Yeah. Well, that's
there for the right reasons.
She must be scared if somebody's playing in that race.
I guess.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, what is that number one issue when you're out there on the doors? That's Maggie Ballard, by the way.
If you're down towards the Midtown area, it's definitely homeless. They're not.
Well, they
happy
can't be
with that.
Happy with that. You know,
no,
what was it? Not. $1 building that.
Well, you've got that, but you've also got your property owners, business owners, and stuff. You have to deal with that and everything that comes with it. The way they act, the mess they make, and it's just a fact of it. I mean, it's not pretty.
Well, another thing, and this came up. I know we were out door knocking. The party did a big canvas last weekend, and one of the things that came up while my wife and I were out door knocking was an issue that I think probably resonates. Is that they voted for their own pay raise while raising taxes.
Yes.
And I know they claim they didn't raise taxes, but every time you allow them to exceed the revenue neutral rate, it's a stealth tax increase.
Correct.
And you're voting for your own pay raise while, voting to raise other people's property taxes and putting people out of their homes while you're voting for your own pay increase. It just seems like you're out of touch.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some political will that just says, okay, we're not going to do that this time.
Right.
They did reduce the mill levy.
Oh, but yeah, like 15,
half,
it was like $14.
Right, but it's a start, but you have to build on that. But you have to say, okay, we're going to cut. That means we're going to cut. That doesn't mean, well, we didn't raise the mill levy, but your assessments went up, which means your taxes went up.
Right.
So yes, you did get a tax increase. So there's just got to be some will to say, we're going to cut. Actually make a cut.
Well, and here's the thing. Could we have done a better or a bigger mill levy cut if we weren't spending money like on $600,000 porta potties and 2% increases to art spending every year and all that spending?
Well,
that I think everybody universally would agree is non-essential.
The excuse was that it's in the ordinance.
Well, then change the ordinance. Thank
right.
you.
Change the ordinance.
You're the people who write
exactly.
the ordinances.
Exactly.
That's such a cockamamie
right.
excuse.
Yep.
It's in the ordinance. Well, you're the
change
people
it.
That write the ordinance.
Yep. Yep. You got to fix it. Like I said, it's the will to actually make a cut.
Yeah. Well,
and there's going to be, we are in a time right now. I think we're on the bubble and eventually something's going to give and there's going to have to be some hard decisions and cuts. That's
well,
what cuts me.
And let's talk about what happened this week. We had the mayor on earlier, and she talked about this, the effort this week to force essentially rent control and force private property owners to take people, on federal assistance,
right.
federal housing assistance, which, look, if you want to do business, and if you're a landowner or a property owner and you're a landlord or want to take federal housing dollars, that's great. But as one of the people who testified before the council said, the city has gotten out of that industry. The city used to own those right. homes. They sold those. They got out of that business. But now they want to force private property owners to take those houses.
Yeah, it's
those
a
renters.
Yeah, it's a
And your opponent, Maggie Ballard, and Genevieve's home, Mike Hoheisel, both voted for that.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. So you have the compassion side, and I fully understand the personable side of it, but you can't force the taxpayers, the homeowners, the property owners to either give your tax dollars to somebody else so they can have something or force something that owns the property to just do something for free. You can't do it.
Right. Well,
nobody
and,
would ever sign up to say, yes, this is what I want.
And wouldn't you say that the for free part there is the key?
Right.
Because I think if what you heard from most of the people who were testifying is it wouldn't be for free. All of those things that they were trying to do would just inevitably lead to higher rents.
Yes.
Because the landlords are going to have to turn. They're not just going to absorb that cost. They're going to turn around and raise the rent on all the people that you're trying to help.
And let's remember, too, a subsidy is still your taxpayer dollars, whether it comes from the city, the state, the county, or the federal. It's still your money.
Yeah.
So.
And inevitably, this is the unintended consequence that often comes from elected officials who've only, signed the back of checks and never signed the front of checks because they've never held a real job.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the actual consequence of these types of legislation, their ordinances.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem, is they're just out of touch.
Well, and there's times you have to be the adult in the room and say no.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a good point.
No, I mean, no, we're not giving you more. It's unfortunate your situation. We'll help you out. You know, there was an uproar about the encampments being cleaned out. Oh, we're not compassionate, whatever you want to call it. The city, the county, the state spends millions of dollars every year on programs down here to help these people. Well, there is compassion there. There's millions of dollars worth of compassion there, but there has to be a point in time where it stops, where you protect the people that live there and the business owners.
Yep. Yep. Well, and at some point, you're right. At some point, you have to say no. At some point, where do you draw the line?
Right. Where does it stop?
Or you become Portland.
Right.
Or you become, you know, some of these Chicago. You become these cities that are just overwhelmed.
Those places are a perfect example of the more you do, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah.
That's not the way that you would think, but that's exactly what's happened.
Well, as my grandmother used to say, at some point you have to have tough love.
And yeah.
It's still love, but I know, you know, there's advanced voting's going on. In-person advanced voting is going on. But if folks want to help, if they want to, I'm sure they can still donate. You're still door knocking. I know I've been seeing you out there. If they want to help, what's the best way for them to reach
out? Right now, you can go to Anderson4Wichita.com, or you can find us on Facebook with the same name. And cash and whatever's great, but by all means, we would love your vote on November 4th.
Well, and I know, you know, for the other candidates that are out there, I know that there are organizations right now that are doing phone banking.
Yes.
That are doing, you know, and we'll have AFP on here in a second, because I know that they're engaging in these races, phone banking and things like that, and so the party is as well. So, Brett, wish you the best luck.
It's thank you, John.
Anderson 4, the number 4. Wichita.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Brother, best of luck. We'll be back. We're broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Jumpstart. We'll be back right after this. It's a good song, Phil. Season of the Witch. Good song. No equation to the particular person sitting next to me, by the way. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. By the way, Deb Lucia from AFP is sitting next to me. No, Phil had no idea, so don't take any offense at that, Deb. want to remind you about our friends at AFP. No offense intended. Yes. Okay, that didn't go over well. Also, want to remind you about the cool event, the Sedgwick County Republican Party, and the special guest Congressman Ron Estes, are hosting a fundraising evening of bourbon and cigar tasting at the Candle Club on Thursday, November 13th at 7. There's information available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And I understand we have a caller who wanted to ask a little about that. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Well, I don't know about ask about it, but if I could have a minute,
Nick,
and a half
there?
Of your time. Hello?
Nick? Well,
yeah,
I guess
I'm
we
here.
Lost Nick.
Hello?
Yeah, that's okay. With us here in studio with us is Deb Lucia. Deb? Thank you for, and again, no, I hope you didn't take any offense by the music that Phil chose there.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
It's
Season of the Witch,
song.
That's a goodie. That's one of my favorites. So this is one of the major events that we've got coming up is that that event, come the bourbon and cigar, but you guys are also doing stuff. I mean, that's a fun thing that we have coming up, but we got work to do before then. And that is, I know AFP is doing some phone banking as part of the Get Out the Vote effort, because we've got an election coming up November 4th. We can celebrate on the 13th, but in the meantime, we got work to do.
That's right. And so on November 3rd, we will be doing Get Out the Vote phone banking at our office here at AFP, downtown. So if you can, please come and help make some phone calls to people. Just encourage them to get out the vote. these are really important elections. You know, people forget about these midterm elections, or because it's school board, city council, is not a whole bunch of big things. They are very important. Our city council, mayors, school boards are amongst the most important people for us to vote for. So please, if you can donate some time, dedicate a few hours, even an hour, anytime you can on November 3rd, please get a hold of me or Phil, and we will get you hooked up to make some calls.
At what hour? Are you going to be at it all day?
Is
it mostly evening?
For sure we're doing it at 6 o'clock, but we're talking about we might do it earlier. So if you can't do it at 6 p.m., let us know, and we'll make sure that we've got some way for you to make some phone calls earlier in the day.
So, again, that's Monday, November 3rd. So it's the day before, so it's a perfect time to do it. And this will be Get Out the Vote. So it's going to be reminding folks, hey, tomorrow is the day. And, you know, the real reason this is so important is because the voter turnout on these off-year elections is low. The last time I talked to Laura Rainwater, I mean, she was thinking, maybe 16%. If we're lucky, we might get to 19%. Yeah. But in expectations are anywhere from 12 to 16% voter turnout. That's terrible.
It's terrible.
The upside is, for Republicans, it means that all we have to do is get a few more out. Every one of these races, we just talked to Brett. We can win that seat if we get a few more GOP voters out. Genevieve Howerton, she can win. We can beat Mike Hoheisel if Republicans turn out to vote. All four of those school board races in Wichita, all four of them are winnable if Republicans will show up.
Yeah, people just forget to do it for one thing. And if they go and look at their ballots, there's not much on their ballots. They're like, oh, I got to go down and vote for, I only got a couple of things on there. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
Those couple of things that are on your ballot are so important. And if you're not sure, make sure you go look at your sample ballot. Go to the election office website.
And get it.
Central County Election Office. Look at your ballot. There is something for everybody to vote for, and it's important that your voice be heard.
The other thing that you guys are really focused on right now, I know because my wife and I have both been door knocking for you, is the Supreme Court amendment that's coming up next August. It's so important.
It's probably for voters in the state of Kansas the biggest vote we're going to have in a long time.
Yeah.
Our Supreme Court is... it's restoring the power back to the people. Only a couple thousand people are really electing the Supreme Court.
Lawyers,
right now.
All lawyers.
Lawyers. All lawyers are the only people that have a voice. Why should they be the only ones that have a voice in who's on the Supreme Court? This gives people the opportunity to listen to the candidates and make a choice. They make the first choice. Right now, a Supreme Court justice gets elected, and then you've got to wait years before you have a voice to say whether or not you want to get them out. And by that time, it's really too far down the road. It's too much time for them to even have been to have served.
Yeah, if you think about it, if you look at that system now, it really is a perfect example of a complete lack of transparency and accountability.
It is. It's a complete, and it's interesting. We have, of the Supreme Court justices we have right now, they talk about, the lawyers, they know so much, they're the ones that should be electing them. Do you know that two of our Supreme Court justices are from the same law firm? Now, does that sound like it's being representative of the people of the state of Kansas?
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
Not at all.
No. And I mean, we don't even know who these folks are when they get appointed. We find out after the fact.
Right.
You know?
It's after the fact.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, if they want to volunteer, if they want to come out and make phone calls, that Get Out the Vote event is coming up on Monday, November 3rd. What's the best way for them to reach out to connect with you?
They could contact me. It's DLucia at afphq.org, or Phil P. Pettit at afphq.org, or just get a hold of us. A lot of us know who we are.
Get me through Facebook,
Facebook, too.
Perfect. Thank you, Deb. Thanks for having us. We appreciate you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.